This is the week of May 1st, and the music of Andre Lewis at AndreLewis.com. Hi, I'm Marlena, and you're listening to the Marlena Program, heard weekly at this time on ACB Radio Mainstream. For the next 2 hours, give or take, we'll be taking your phone calls at 866-666-7926. Love to hear your thoughts, your comments, your ideas, your suggestions, your opinions, whatever. Why don't you come on in, get comfy, spend some time with me, and give me a call, huh? Right here on Marlena.
What a difference you've made in my life. What a difference you've made in my life. If heartaches brought pain in love, every life, someone comes along and you came to me. It was almost like a song.
Voice of the guest on tonight's Marlena show. No big surprise. One of probably the most popular guests we've ever had. And what a difference has Ronnie Millsap made in all of our lives. Hey, Ronnie, welcome back.
Hey, thank you so much, Marlena. Good evening to you. And is this a good connection?
It's a great connection. You sound like you're sitting right here in my headphones, man.
Good deal. Good deal. That's great. Well, hello to you and and all the listeners around the world listening to Marlena tonight.
Absolutely. We've got it going on the ACB Radio Cafe in broadband as well and stereo. And so if folks really want to hear those dulcet Millsap tones, y'all can go on over to the cafe and hear it live as well.
My goodness.
We got it all going on. So how's it been going for you, man?
It's just great. We're here at home in Nashville, Tennessee tonight, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's always good to be home. You've been doing a lot of touring, huh?
Yeah, we do a lot of travel. You know, the traveling is the hard part. The music is the fun part.
Yeah.
But you get out and get to play just a little bit, then you get to travel a lot.
A lottle bit, yeah. There's a little bit and a lottle bit.
That is exactly right. Well, you know what that's all about.
No, indeed I do. Indeed I do. So before I open up the lines, and let me also just do a little bit of housekeeping. Especially on this show. So, folks, if you're listening to this program at any time other than somewhere between 9 and 11 Eastern on a Sunday night or 6 to 8 Pacific on a Sunday night in North America or 1 to 3 on a bright and early Monday UTC morning, this is a repeat. So just put your feet up and grab your favorite beverage and enjoy the program because it's going to be a doozy. Oh, my goodness. So what's been going on with you? It's been about a year since we've been together, and I tell you, I got more email through the year saying, can you get him to come back? I couldn't get through. I want to call.
So oh, well, thank you, Marlena.
Everybody
thank you so
just
very much.
Wants what a, you back.
What a great show that you have, and your whole presence on ACB Radio is so good.
Oh,
so
well,
positive.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So what have you been doing? I know we
Well, I was with you, I guess, Easter Sunday in
That's right.
2005.
That's right.
Yeah. And I have a working band, which means that I do a lot of traveling and touring and playing shows around North America. So that's what I did in 2005. And that's what I'm still doing right now. You know, I'm not, I don't have quite the urgent schedule at this point that I did last year, but it was only because I've been recording a new project here in Nashville, so I couldn't be in the studio and out on the road at the same time.
And you've got a new single out.
Yeah, a new single, which is the opener for a new RCA album, and that album's supposed to drop somewhere at the end of June.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm excited about that. I'm going to play the single in a bit, too.
Yeah, well, everything in time.
That's right. Everything in good time. Everything in good time. And one of the things I want to chat with you about, and we'll ask Gary, the board guy, to go ahead and open up the lines because I know that people are just dying to call in. But one of the things that, that I do want to talk with you about is the process of making that single. It's, you know, those of us who know nothing about sort of laying down tracks and, you know, going into
oh,
the studio.
Oh, you know plenty about that.
Oh, wow, yeah. Well, only on the amateur side of the world. But, you know, it's like, how do you do it? I mean, does it all happen all at once, or do you lay
well,
down?
Well, it should all happen all at once. That's my favorite way of making music is where all the musicians and the artists, everybody's there at the same time, and we all perform together. That's my favorite way of doing it. But in reality, sometimes there's a different process that takes effect, in that perhaps somebody wants to redo their part, or somebody wants to re-sing a line. Like I would want to re-sing a verse or something. So there is some overdubbing that takes on. But we try to keep it as live as we can.
We've got a call. Let's bring the caller in, and then I'm going to ask you another question about that process. Hey, okay. There, you're with Ronnie and Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Sandy Marsiglia, calling from York, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Sandy. Welcome to Marlena.
Thank you.
And Ronnie's on the line. Go ahead.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hey.
I've had the opportunity to see you in concert in York, Pennsylvania, and it's a privilege to be talking to you on the phone. And I was wondering, when you go to such as, you know, the new towns and new halls and area, how do you know the stage so well, and how do you decide to get around?
Oh, on stage?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I do go in for sound check, you know, which you should, and I check everything out and find out, you know, and I'll also get a preview of what the stage is like, how, you know, what the size of the stage is and what the mm-hmm. positioning is going to be. And so actually when I go for sound check, then I can check it at even further in more depth and make sure that I know exactly what space I'm working in.
Okay, so
I do that every show.
So it's not rather a cane or a dog. You just do it yourself with a leader, I would imagine, or a friend that you trust?
Say that again, Sandy. You broke up a little bit there.
Okay. My question was, so it's not a matter of using a cane or a dog. It's just a matter of using a friend that you trust to help you navigate that stage prior to your concert.
Yeah, that's true. Either some of my production people, or my road manager, or, you know, one of my musicians, maybe my band leader, and I, we usually walk around the stage and check the spaces out. And, so yeah, it's usually other people that are around me.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Sandy.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling. Call me again.
I'll do that.
All righty. Bye-bye. And the telephone number is 866-666-7926. We got another one, Ronnie. Are you ready?
All right.
Hey there, caller. You're with Ronnie and Marlena. Who's this?
This is Frank Casey from Albany, New York.
Oh, Frank Casey from Albany, New York. How the heck are you?
Good. I think somebody was asking politely, are you going to fall off the stage? And we know Ronnie wouldn't.
Yeah, and I don't.
I don't
want to do that. it would hurt too badly.
That's for sure. Ronnie, I know this isn't the season, but one of your greatest records is a Christmas record, and that's called It's Christmas. And that really has a lot of value and sentimental value to me.
Well, thank you, Frank.
It's really
thank you so much. I love making that record. That was out quite some time back, and perhaps we'll get a chance to do another Christmas album.
It really reminds me when I was a kid what it was like, you know, when all of us, you know, before, you know, my siblings got married and stuff like that, and both my parents were alive. It really symbolized what home was really like. And
yes.
I think that's what your music does.
Well, thank you, sir.
And I compare it with a baseball announcer who can connect telling you right where the baseball is in the ballpark.
Yeah.
And that really, when you can connect with people in song or speech, that really says a lot.
That's what we're all trying to do in life is connect with people.
Well, I'm not going to hold it too long because I know there's a lot of people, but I did want to come in and commend you on that record, even though it's a little out of season to talk about it. But
Frank, it's never out of season to talk about Christmas on my show.
You're just looking for a Christmas present, that's all.
I am, and you haven't sent me one yet.
Uh-oh. Thanks, Frank.
Thanks,
but Ronnie,
Frank.
Congratulations for your efforts, and Marlena, thank you for having Ronnie on.
Oh, thank you, and give Kathy my love.
I sure will.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
866-666-7926. Gary started laughing because the second he freed up the line, it rang, and it's ringing again. Hi there, you're with Ronnie and Marlena. Who's this?
This is Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
I've written to you and told you what a great show you have, Marlena.
Well, thank you. And where are you calling from?
I'm in Michigan, and I wanted to ask Ronnie a question about some of his older CD, some of his older albums.
All right, go for it.
Ronnie, we were wondering, a friend and I are wondering, if you're ever going to put your first albums out that are out of print on CD, some of your very early recordings that we just love.
Yeah, well, thank you. There's a process that's going on in the next 3 years that 15 of these projects are going to be issued on CD. Some of them have never been issued on CD, but that that's what I'm hoping for as well, and that's the plan we have with the folks at RCA in New York for 15 projects that have not actually been on CD to eventually show up on CD. Maybe partially, maybe some of them have in bits and pieces, but that's on its way.
Great. Well, I really love your music, and I'm so thankful you could be with us. So thank you.
Well, thanks.
Thank you, Joanne.
Thanks for calling us, Joanne.
Okay.
All right, call me again.
All right.
All righty. Bye-bye. Oh, I got to take a breath. 866-666-7926. Hi there. You're with Ronnie and Marlena. Who's this?
Good evening, Marlena. This is Mike Capel from Wausau, Wisconsin.
Hello, Mike Capel. How are you? Long time no speak.
I know. It has been a long time.
Indeed.
And Ronnie, I don't know if you remember, but I spoke to you the very first time you were on this exact program. Back in 2001, I believe it was.
Oh, wait a minute. It wasn't this exact program. It was Jonathan's program.
Oh, Jonathan's
program. Yeah. Jonathan would be distressed if you mixed me up with him.
Anyway, I'm going to make this quick because I know you got a lot of callers. But, Ronnie, what has been, besides some sort of rejection, what has been the biggest hurdle as a blind musician, you know, getting the albums out and producing them? What is, like, the biggest hardship that you as a musician have had to face?
I think it's always been, Mike, in the song selection. You know, it's easy enough to get into the studio with a group of musicians that you know and love and you've worked with before. But it's very difficult to match up the song with the artist. And, you know, I've been fortunate many times, but most of the time that's a big struggle that goes on. And it seems like, for instance, this new project that I'm just finishing, I listened to 1,500 songs.
Whoa.
To come up with, you know, I brought one that survived into the project, and so I was looking for 10 more songs, and I looked with 1,500 songs, trying to find 10. And so, to me, that's been the biggest hurdle, because there's usually, in the process, the way it works, there's somebody in A&R that likes it and somebody else that doesn't. It's almost one of these democratic processes. You know, if you could just make the decision totally on your own, but usually it has to be a process where it has to be kind of accepted by everybody in the chain that's involved in making a record. And that is frustrating.
I bet. I can't imagine 1,500 songs. Well, thanks, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, and you have a great night.
All right, you
too.
My
pleasure to talk to you again, sir.
Same here, Ronnie. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay, buddy.
How long does it take to cut, like, a single, let's say?
Oh, it doesn't take long. It really doesn't take long. It's the pre-production that takes the time. It's actually to go do it, you know, and there was a time, you know, when I first got to Nashville, we could cut three or four songs in one three-hour session.
Wow.
But everything was done exactly live at that time with no overdubs. So you could basically just walk out of the studio and there's your mix. You know, and
yeah.
That was pretty quick.
That's and we do have a call. I'm going to ask my caller before I bring you on the air to please turn down your computer because I can't.
Oh,
you got an error message there, caller. There you go. See if we can get them to turn it down. We can't put you on till you turn it down. So I think they got it. All right, let's bring the caller in. Thanks for turning it down, caller. Hi, this is Marlena with Ronnie. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Sandra Spencer calling.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Well, welcome on in.
I was wanting to ask Ronnie a question about the song Stranger in My House.
Go ahead. He's listening.
Yeah, I'm
right
here. I was
wondering what was the story behind that.
What was the story behind that song?
Yeah.
Well, there's really, it's a story of a great songwriter is what it is. There's a great songwriter that I started working with during that time, a gentleman named Mike Reed, who was All-American for Penn State, played with the Cincinnati Bengals, professional football player. It was also a talented classical musician slash songwriter. And this was one of the early songs that, you know, he was playing this song down at the studio, and I said, man, what is that? So then he gave me a copy. Back then, they'd give you a copy on a cassette. And I brought it home, and I was in the studio a couple of days later making that record.
Oh, wow.
It's a great song. Yeah.
I really love your music.
Well, thank you so much.
Can we make a request?
I don't know.
Well, you sure, why not? If we can, we will. I've got just about everything, so what would you like?
Go ahead and play Stranger in My House.
All right. We'll see if we can get it in. So hang in there with us, okay?
Okay, and you said that new album will be out in June?
Yeah, it's the end of June.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, well, it's good talking to you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
All right, call me again. Bye-bye.
Bye.
How about if we play the new song?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But like I said, actually making this record, you know, you prepare for it. You do the pre-production, but we cut it in an hour, and then we go through the mixing process, then you go through the mastering process, and then it's finally out on the street, or finally at radio.
I tell you what, my dear, they're playing it all over the country station in Seattle. Every time I turn the country station on, I'm hearing this song, and it makes me just laugh.
We're picking up momentum on this, which we're really proud of.
I think I told you in my email that it makes me want a margarita every time I listen to it.
Absolutely, me too.
Well, let's have a margarita. Right, yeah, now. There you go. Why don't you go ahead and introduce the song, and then if the gods of Winamp will work properly, I'll just follow your introduction right up with the song.
Oh, okay. So I'm not going to be able to talk it up to the top like you could.
Oh, poo. Me darling, you're giving me a bit of the blarney.
The upcoming title of this new album is My Life, it looks like. We've looked through all the song titles, and it looks like that's what the album is going to be called. But the first single, and we got the video done, is starting to show on CMT and GAC and a bunch of different places. Song is called Local Girls.
All right, and here we go. Come on, Winam.
I was kicked back in a red at Cabana, easing my mind with some old Carlos Santana, nibbling on a banana moon pie, when I swore I saw an angel from heaven floating by. Then I thought, no way, she must be from around here. She got one of those tans you just know she wears all year, swaying, sashaying, flip-flopping along, like wherever she may be, it's right where she belongs. And I thought, as luck would have it, I got nothing but time. She reached in her backpack, said, down here you'll find that a lady don't leave home without a couple of lines. And I said, I love the local girls.
heads as that big orange sun is setting. I can't believe how good it's still getting as I watch my daughters splashing in the water.
Oh, yes, indeed. That is Mr. Ronnie Millsap and his brand new single, Local Girls. I love that song, Ronnie.
Well, God bless you.
It
Thank
just
you.
Gets my toes to tapping and my heart to thumping.
Yeah.
We got a caller.
Well, in the case of something like that, like when we finished the track.
Yeah?
I said, it would sure be nice if we all just sang toward the end of this. So that's the case of an overdub really helping you.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I walk around going, local. It's great.
A lot of this technology, I'm always saying I want to catch the music live, but in some cases there's a great advantage to doing the overdub.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it definitely adds kind of a festive, happy feeling to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's totally different for me.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. Let's bring our caller in. Hi, caller. You've been real patient. You're with Ronnie and Marlena. Who's this?
Hello, is this me?
This is you.
Debbie from Louisville, Kentucky.
Hi there. Is it Debbie?
Yes.
Hey, Debbie. Go ahead. Ronnie's listening.
Well, I'm actually talking to Ronnie Millsap. I've always dreamed of meeting you, but never had the chance.
Well, God bless you. Thank you.
I like a lot of your stuff, and I actually was a Nashville Indian a long time ago and met your son, Todd, when he was about 12 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And
somewhere.
I might have a picture of that, but I don't know for sure if I still have it or not. But
that's neat.
I like your stuff. Do you have a website that might be able to keep up with, like, when new albums and stuff are coming out?
Oh, yeah,
he does.
www.ronniemillsap.com.
Because you were talking about some of your older stuff coming out on CDs, and I've got a lot of your records and stuff, older records, and I would love for that to happen.
Yeah, you got the old vinyl. I still got those old vinyl versions as well.
Yep, and we also, Debbie, I'm going to let you go and say thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you,
and call me again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we also very much appreciate, Ronnie, that you linked to ACB Radio to the archive of your last show on your website.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're going to do that again.
That was kind of cool. We got another caller. I got phones ringing all over the place. Man, I'm even getting phones ringing on the line that I can't put them on the air. Hi, you're with Ronnie and Marlena. Who's this?
This is Tracy.
Hey, Tracy, go ahead. Ronnie's listening.
Yeah, right here in Nashville. Good evening there, Ronnie.
Hey, Tracy, how are you, man?
Doing pretty good. Been moved down here to Nashville for 2 months and just having the good life. Anyway, I had a couple of questions. When you're recording in the studio, what type of system or setup do you use for recording? Is it some kind of software or digital?
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's usually done, by professionals. We all do our at-home recording, and I do plenty of that, like all of us do. But down in a professional studio, they use Pro Tools, and they've got, all kinds of great outboard gear and a big studio full of musicians. And I use, microphone. I'm using it's an older tube microphone called a Neumann U67.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is a great sounding mic.
Yeah.
Okay, one more quick question. Like if a visually impaired person or blind person wanted to think about getting into this professionally multi-track recording, I know there's not mentioning softwares, but some of it's not accessible to screen readers. Some of it is. It's just like how, where does a blind person turn, in your opinion, to actually get started and go into some kind of a training school or what could go there? Because, you know, one software is accessible to screen readers and the other isn't, or whatever. I don't know what's.
I absolutely believe that. If you have the passion to want to do this, then you're probably going to do like most of the rest of us did. You're going to go hang out around these recording studios. That's what I was doing when I was 14, 15 years old, going to radio stations because that's where they had all the tape recorders. I'd go watch them do the production and, you know, go in and actually get to push some buttons and actually see what they did. And, you know, one little thing leads to another, and you learn something as far as, you know, software that's used for professional recording. It's mostly all Pro Tools. And, you know, just about.
I think that's the one that's not accessible, but anyway, hopefully they'll work through that.
Well, you know,
some people claim that it is. I have not had enough time to actually say whether it is or it isn't. But it's pretty much the standard that everybody uses.
And there's a lot of PC audio lists on the web for blind people. So give it a Google and see what some other folks tell you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
hey, call me again.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Nice to meet you. Bye bye.
Nice to meet you too. Bye.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Yeah, that's always the question, isn't it? What can we run and what's gonna work? And that's always the bugaboo. And someday we'll have to talk about some of my memories of being early in a radio station. Man, those big reels of tape. Oh,
that was good stuff.
Oh man, was that ever good stuff. Oh. But we have a caller right now who wants to talk to you, so we're gonna bring him in. Hey there, you're with Ronnie and Marlena. Go ahead, Ronnie's listening. Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hi, Ronnie. My name is Sue, and I saw you last summer in Canton, Ohio with Lori Morgan.
Oh!
Oh, what a show that must have been.
Oh, listen, let me tell you, it was funny because Ronnie is my absolute favorite, but Lori is second. And my son, Donnie, who is, well, he's 27 now, he called me last year and said, Mom, how would you like to go see Ronnie Millsap and Lori Morgan? And I said, come on, Donnie. Don't be funny. No, really, Mom. But it was my first time seeing you because the other times I went to see you, for one reason or another, you weren't there.
Well, that wouldn't work.
So I was really happy to get to see you.
Well, that's great. Did you have a question?
Ronnie, so your album will be coming out at the end of June, but you don't know an exact date?
No. The end of June is what they're telling me right now.
Okay.
But I bet you that Ronnie will let me know when it's out. And if you keep listening to my show, see, Ronnie, I'm going to get all these listeners.
That's
by hook
exactly
by crook.
Right. Keep listening to Marlena.
There you
and
go.
You'll have the exact day that it's going to hit the street.
There you
right.
go.
And I do want to let you know, I do have a bandana from the Back to the Grindstone.
Yeah.
That my one friend got from you. And she told you that I didn't get to see you twice, and it says, sorry, Sue, twice.
Oh, my goodness.
I have something that other people don't have.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Anyway, it was a privilege to talk to you, and I am very grateful to have done so.
Well,
thank you,
Sue. It's a pleasure to talk with you this evening, and have a good one.
You too.
Thanks, Sue.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness gracious. So the album will come out toward the end of June, and, of course, we'll let you all know as soon as it comes out, and you never know. You know, Ronnie might call some Sunday night just out of the clear blue. Hint, hint. We have another call. Let's bring him in. Hi there. You're with Ronnie and Marlena.
Good evening, Marlena. Good evening, Ronnie.
Hey, it's Stan, the man from Oregon.
Hey, Stan. Hey, how are you? I am doing just great. Last year, and I unfortunately was not able to go, but you went, I think it was last year, you went to a place called Seven Feathers.
Seven Feathers.
It was one of the casinos in Oregon, maybe a couple of years ago. I didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, I sure play a lot of those.
Yeah, I
could see, I could smell the smoke burning. Ronnie's going seven feathers.
It was one of these, and it's one of these casinos that which there are many. I would hear your program promoted, and I thought, oh, I would sure love to be able to go, and unfortunately, I was not able to do this. But the question I have for you is, what do you think the main difference is for people who are trying to enter to the business now opposed to what happened when you were entering it? Well, let's see, way back in the mid-60s when you were doing all those great rhythm and blues songs?
Yeah. I would say, in my opinion, it is much more difficult today. Much more difficult today. It depends, on if you're just driven to do this kind of thing, like I've been saying, then you're going to find a way to position yourself to be certain places to where you're going to learn certain things. And but to say to try to be in the music business today is a very, very difficult thing to do.
Do you think? Do you think part of it is the landscape of radio? Because Lord knows, if you've been around many years, like all of us that are talking have been.
Watch it.
Yeah, that the landscape of radio has changed. Where you had a multitude of companies, and now there's, probably big, maybe four or five companies that control.
Major players, that's right.
And do you think that's made a difference?
And we're tightly formatted.
Right.
The times you and I are talking about, you could have just about all kinds of music played at the same time on one radio station. That certainly can't happen today. With the tightly formatting of country radio and adult contemporary radio or whatever. Everything's run today by computers, which usually isolates a lot of us from getting into it, even from the radio side. Because touchscreen computers, from being around radio stations today compared to what it was when I was growing up and going around radio stations, I could listen to somebody do something, and I'd think to myself, man, I could do that.
Yeah.
But with the way it's set up today, with music on hard drives and being handled from a workstation, from a computer, and I honestly could say I could not do that kind of thing. I couldn't do that, and so the people, not without sighted help. So I couldn't do it on my own, but I could do it on my own, 30 years ago, if I was working in a radio station or making records and doing my own mixes and that kind of thing. I was always able to do that on my own.
Well, I'll leave. I'm sorry, I'll leave in a second. But what I do want to say, because some of us remember, even in the last 10 or 15 years, we've seen the landscape of radio change. And I used to work in radio. And by the way, I just wanted to say one thing before I go. Is I enjoyed your interview on the TIB, which was maybe in the late 80s.
Well, thank you, Stan. I remember doing that for Vito.
Had such a great time, and I had the tape. I used to live in California, used to work in radio in California, and then some things happened, and I had the tape stored until 6 years ago, and things happened. But anyway, it's such a pleasure for me to finally get a chance to talk to you. I've been wanting to do so for years.
Well, Well, I'm glad.
Well, God bless you, Stan. I've heard you on ACB radio numerous times, and it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, you have a great day.
I'm glad you got to listen tonight, Stan.
I know.
We got back from the event
just in time, and I'm so happy.
I gave him the edict, Ronnie. I said, you want to listen, you just get back home.
And I did. Have a great evening.
Take care, Stan. Bye. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Stan the man from Oregon. Yes, indeed. So when we're going to put this call on hold for just 1 second, hang on, caller, and turn your computer down. That would be great. When you're on the road, Ronnie, and you're traveling and you're, you know, kind of, you've got some downtime, but it isn't really downtime because you're traveling, what do you do?
Oh, goodness. I try to carry a computer with me. You know, that sometimes is possible, sometimes it's not. But you got, on the bus trips that I take, I can carry a computer and I can continue to work on little bits and pieces of things I'm wanting to do. Or I can, you know, get on the web and look around and get my email and all that kind of stuff. And, of course, what would life be like out on the road without our book port?
Oh, I know it. I know what it would be. It would be hell. That's what it would be.
It would. It would be hard to deal with.
Yes, it would. Oh, my goodness. Let's bring our caller in who's been patiently waiting. Hi there. You're with Ronnie and Marlena. Who's this? Hello? It's your turn.
Hello?
There you go.
This is Tiffany from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hello, Tiffany.
Hello. I wanted to say to Ronnie, I don't know how much, if he remembers, but when I was about 7 or 8, I think it was, I went to his concert through KNIX radio, and then I got to go backstage and get my picture taken with him.
Wow.
And
was it KNIX?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Phoenix?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I remember we went back to get the picture taken, and the one thing I do remember you saying was, okay, where's the camera?
Wow, that's cool.
That's always good to know.
Yeah, yeah, you don't want to look at the wall. You know.
Talk to me, camera.
Yeah.
The point is I'm totally blind as well.
Yeah.
That's very cool. So how long ago was that, Tiffany?
I think I was about 7 or 8, and I'm 24 now.
Wow, so that's very cool. And I bet,
in the paper.
Oh, isn't that neat? And I bet that'll be a memory that you'll have forever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have his greatest hits CD and one other CD of his.
Well, very good. Well, thank you so much for calling. And
one more thing.
Yeah?
My favorite song that you do, Ronnie, is that Happy Birthday, Baby.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's
yep.
a fun song. That's a great one.
When's your birthday, Tiffany?
January 16th.
Oh.
Oh, are you
Isn't
serious?
That ironic? I know
yeah.
someone else who has that
yeah,
birthday.
You're on the same day that I am. That's my birthday as well.
Hey, what a small world.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. All right, Tiffany, well, I'm going to cut you loose, my dear, so we can let some other folks call. But, hey, happy birthday, baby. Okay?
Hey.
Take care.
Thanks a lot, Tiffany.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What a joy it must be to know and to hear what an impact that you have on the lives of some of these younger blind folks. I think that's wonderful.
Well, I take inspiration in that, and I also take inspiration from what they talk to me about.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because, you know, you can learn a lot from the young folks who are actually doing things today.
Yeah. Yeah,
But the one thing I would keep saying over and over and over and over is make sure you know you're brave.
I love you.
Don't turn back. Don't turn your back on your Braille.
That's
don't
right.
Do that.
Get your Braille fingers working. Absolutely.
Right.
If you want to be a literate person, then and you physically can read your Braille, then get your Braille fingers going. We got a caller. Let's bring him on in the door. Hi there. You're with Ronnie and Marlena. Who's this?
That's Richard from Austin, Texas.
Hello, Richard. How are you?
Hey, Richard. Hey, Ronnie. I spoke with you the first time you were on with Jonathan back in 01. You know, I was telling you the story about when you came to Detroit and it was raining and you did the outside concert. I'm wondering, are you coming down to Texas one of these days?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely, yeah. We, our schedule picks up a much more what Joycey and next month in May, but we're always in Texas. We've been in Texas every year.
And you can see that schedule if you go to RonnieMillsap.com. I check it constantly to see Seattle, but I don't see that very often.
Not yet.
I'm waiting.
But we'll get there.
Uh-huh.
You know, the everybody's talking about different tracks that you recorded that they like, and I think the one that I relate to the most is A Legend in My Time.
Oh, that's a great song.
When I heard you your recording of it, I thought to myself, now, Ronnie, you really, do you really relate to that song? Because I surely do. You know?
Well, it was a Don Gibson song. Yeah. Don Gibson happened to be a particular songwriter that I love a lot of his music, and that's what prompted me to actually make the record.
So this is originally an artist down here who hasn't recorded recently, Don Walser. I'm not sure if you've heard of him. He's big in Texas and has recorded and even has been recognized by the president for his work. And we were talking about that track. He says, you know, those of us that like that particular song must really relate to it. I know I do. I can relate to those disappointments and such through life. It's a great song.
Well, you betcha.
All right.
Well, good talking to you, Ronnie.
Thank you, Richard.
Thanks, Richard.
Talk with you.
Right.
Have a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. It's, you know, it's interesting the things people take from music. Now, I take from that song the phrase, A Legend in My Time. And I spend a lot of time thinking about what would it be? What would it take to be a legend in one's own time? And I kind of go off on that whole... I probably rewrite the whole song in my head.
I don't think we even should even worry about it.
I know. I know.
I think if we just do what we do every day, you know, those little baby steps that we take every day in our lives, and it eventually all accumulates into something. Eventually, and I used to talk to Chet Atkins a lot, and I said, man, you recorded 30 artists at the, you know, he was in charge of recording 30 artists for RCA, and he was an executive, you know, and he also went out and played like 70 or 80 show days a year, and I said, how in the world did you do all that? That sounds like so much work that it's just overwhelming. And he said, well, we didn't think about it.
Yeah.
We just did it from day to day. If you ever stop to think about something, it looks almost you know, too big to do.
Yeah, just go out and do
insurmountable,
it.
Insurmountable.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But if you just do it a day at a time, and all of a sudden.
There it is.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah. Let's bring our caller in. Hello there. You're with Ronnie and Marlena. Go ahead. Hello?
Marlena?
Yes, go ahead.
This is Raymond from Oklahoma.
Hello, Raymond.
Hey, Raymond.
How's all your clocks?
All my clocks are still ticking.
See, I remember you. Go ahead. Ronnie's listening.
Ronnie?
Yeah.
You were supposed to be at the casino in Norman, and I understand you got sick.
Well, I think those shows were rescheduled.
I'm
not sure why, but they are rescheduled in June.
I'm the one to give you the beat ball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I remember backstage when you was in Oklahoma City, I'll give you a beat ball.
Absolutely.
I've been to just about the biggest part of your shows since you've been in Oklahoma City. but I can't
we
get tickets.
We always appreciate that.
I can't get tickets to Norman, so I'm going to try to get down there.
Oh, I'm sure they still have some.
Well,
every
time I go on online, they say they're sold out. So maybe when you come back, I'll get to meet you again.
Absolutely.
Also, I wanted to let you know that I've got just about every one of your albums, and I've got the first album when you came out with Live in Nashville. You remember that one?
Ryan Millsap Live?
Right.
Yeah, recorded at the Grand Ole Opry House in August
1976.
Oh, yeah. Wow, I don't have that one.
I've got that one.
Oh.
That is a very good album.
All right.
But anyway, Ronnie, I will try to see you in Norman.
Okay, Raymond.
Well, all right. Good luck, Raymond. Call me back. Let me know if you got in to see Ronnie.
I sure will.
All right, and go wind all your clocks for me.
I sure will.
All right, take care, my friend. Bye-bye. He's a fellow clock collector, and I got more clocks around this house that bong and go off, and Gary says at the top of the hour it's a religious experience around here. With everything that goes off, it dings, it talks. We got a caller. Hi there, you're with Marlena and Ronnie. Go ahead.
Hey, Ronnie. It's Myra.
Hey.
How you doing?
Who is this?
This is Myra.
Hey, Myra. Where are you calling from?
In Raleigh.
Myra in Raleigh.
Myra DeBruhl.
Is that who you are?
That's who I am.
Oh, my goodness. It's hard to tell. It's a different sound through this phone system. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Oh, real good. Well, that's
You're
amazing.
You're sounding good, and I like your single very much.
Well, thank you so very much.
I just
How things in Raleigh tonight?
Somebody in Raleigh had to get through eventually, right?
Yeah, you betcha.
Did you tell all
yeah,
these people about the radio station you used to have on campus?
My wife, Joyce, used to tell you hello.
Tell her hello. I'd love to chat with her.
Hey, feel free to put her on and let her say hello to Myra herself if she wants to.
Yeah, she probably wouldn't.
we got to get Joycey on someday. I've got questions I'd ask her, man. Like, wow, what is it like?
But are you coming to that Winston-Salem show?
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
No. Am I going to see you?
I saw your email, and I look forward to seeing you there.
All righty. We're going to have a good time.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, I don't have a question, and I don't want to take up everybody's time because I know they're trying to get through, but I wanted to say hi.
Hey, thank you, Myra. God bless you, girl.
Catch you later.
Thanks a lot, Myra. It's great to meet you.
Oh, thank you. And tell Joyce hey.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
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 Oh, we got all your friends calling in tonight, Ronnie. Isn't that great?
She and I went to school together.
Wow. That is very cool. I love that about this show. Hi there. You are with Ronnie and Marlena. Who's this?
Hello, Marlena and Ronnie. This is Sandy in Oklahoma City.
Hello,
it's
Sandy.
It's so hard to get in.
I know, man. I tell you what. Go ahead. You're in.
This is such a treat. Ronnie, I really love everything you sing. I don't care what it is. I love it. And that Christmas album, Cold Christmas, it does have a lot of sentiment for me, too, with family. One question that I was going to ask is, being that you are a singer and a star and everything, how are you on the home front as far as cooking is concerned?
Oh, Lord, have mercy. How am I on the home front as far as cooking? Well, let's see. I don't know if I'm able to even make a bologna sandwich for myself or not.
Well, that's okay. You have Joycey to do that for you. But listen, I'm like you. I love Braille. And the only other thing, I don't want to hog the line, is I was going to ask you, are you into this podcasting stuff? I'm still trying to get into it and learn it. And then I'll let you go.
I absolutely do love it. You know, for as much time as I can get, I love to listen. As far as making the podcast, they seem to be harder than folks would think they would be.
Yes. Well, I would love to get to see you in concert, and you've got a real buddy out here. So take care, and good luck, and God bless.
Okay, Sandy. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks for calling, Sandy. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You got to tell me, Marlena, I'm making those podcasts.
Yeah.
That's harder.
Yeah,
because you got to do all the initial capture and recording, and
yeah,
then you got to get into to your editor of choice.
That's right. That's right.
And make it right the way you want it to be.
That's right.
And that takes a lot of time.
You know what the hardest ones to do, and caller, if you'll just hang on, we'll get right to you in a second, but the hardest ones I think to do are the sound seeing tours, because you want to edit out the superfluous stuff, but you don't, it's like, I think a sighted person when they edit a photograph electronically, you know, you don't want to crop too much out.
No.
And yet, you know, how long do you want to let footsteps echo to give the ambiance of where you are? And but it's fun. I'm woefully behind.
You are really good at doing that.
Yeah, well,
I've got to hand it to you.
I appreciate that. I have all this audio from our last cruise. We're about to take another one, so maybe I'll just start over with the new one. And
yeah, what is it with you and the cruises? Do you like those cruises?
Oh man, it's
really?
You know, you and Joyce, you should come with Gary the board guy and me sometime on a cruise. We would have such a time. It is have you ever done a cruise?
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
But what does one do on the cruise?
Well, I'll give you Gary's answer. Gary's answer is as little as possible for as long as possible.
Oh, okay.
My answer.
Well, I like that.
My answer is go out and do all the cool stuff you want, from playing trivia to singing karaoke to going on tours. I mean, I've swum with the dolphins in Mexico. I'm going to go to a gold mine in Alaska in just a few weeks. I just get out there and go. So that's what we like about them.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. Well, let's bring our caller in. Hi there, caller. It's your turn. You've been patiently waiting, and you've got Ronnie and Marlena.
Hey, Ronnie and Marlena. It's Kelly Sapruja here.
Hello, Mr.
Hey,
Sapruja.
Kelly.
How are you doing tonight?
Just fine.
That's great. I got a question for you. When you were talking about the new single that you played this evening there, Marlena,
yeah,
I think you were mentioning about a video, a music video, I guess. How do you go about making those videos?
Well, you get a list of three or four directors, and they send treatments, and that comes through usually my management company, and it also comes through my family, or my wife and my son and my niece, and a lot of people get to actually to assess these different treatments and find out which producer, which director we should use, and then we go back to the record company and give our opinion about that, and then we're off to shoot the video.
So do you act in your videos personally, or do you just I hire some actors to do that for you?
Oh yeah, I'm there. I'm there myself. Absolutely. I'm fortunate to have a lot of input. I think because of my family and friends around me that where I really can, you know, choose the director I want, and to some degree what the cast is going to be and what the whole overall look is going to be. But obviously, without their help, I would not be able to be so involved, of course. But because of good friends, good family, I am involved. And we shot the video for Local Girls in Dallas on March the 24th. So it took a couple of weeks to get that all put together. But it's out and running on channels that show, you know, music videos.
Great. All right, Kelly.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you, Kelly.
You too.
Keep up your good ACB Radio Interactive show, my friend.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
866-666.
Now, where's he from, Marlene?
He's from Canada. He's from Canada.
I thought so.
Yep, absolutely. We need our caller to turn down your computer.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, turned, there it goes. They turned it down. I feel like I have such power. Push all the buttons and... Ah.
You're starting to sound... You're getting bossy like Art Bell on me. I said, turn that thing down.
Turn that thing down. That's right. That's right. Let me go see what conspiracy's brewing while this caller comes on in. Hey there, you're with Ronnie and Marlena. Who's this?
This is Marty Matthews in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hey there, Marty.
Hey, Marty.
Yeah, hi. I just had two questions.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to know if you read Braille music, and I wanted to know what instruments you play. I know you play piano. I don't know what else.
Yeah. Well, I've had different experience, you know, different times of your life. I played guitar a lot earlier in my life, and that was basically come from studying music in school. A lot of string instruments, you know, violin in the school orchestra and cello and all that back in my classical life. And so guitar a lot, and I decided that piano is more my instrument because it's bigger than a guitar, you see. You can't miss it. If you put a guitar down, you might not be able to find it on the stage, but a big grand piano, you can always find it.
That's true.
So maybe that's why I play the piano today.
All right. Well, thanks, Marty.
And did you say you read Braille music? I don't.
Oh, and what about the Braille music? Do you read Braille music? She wants to know.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I do, but it's not quite as important to me as it was when I was studying Bach and Mozart.
Right, I can agree with you because I'm a musician myself.
Oh, what do you play?
I was a piano major when I was young, but I didn't. I had to get a real job.
you're still young. You never get old. As long as you're breathing, you're still young.
Okay,
that's right.
Well, years ago.
There you go. There you go. That's how I look at it.
And I play the flute some.
Wow, really? Oh, very good. Well, great to meet you, and I hope you'll call me again.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for calling, Marty.
Uh-huh, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. I normally only ask my guests to stay for an hour, but are you good to go a little longer?
Oh, you betcha.
Oh, good, because the phone just rang. So here we are. Hey there, you're with Ronnie and Marlena. Who's this?
Hello, Marlena and Ronnie. This is Robert Carter from Texas.
Oh, my
friend. Goodness. Hey, Robert Carter.
Hey, Robert Carter.
How in the world are you, man?
How are you? Doing good. I just thought I'd call and say hi to both you guys, and Ronnie and I went to spend an evening in Myrtle Beach updating
sure
a Braille light.
Oh, how cool.
I don't know if you still have that Braille light or not.
I think he was trying to straighten out my Braille light 40 at that time.
Yeah, and I think we got it going, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, you did.
Well,
you
if anybody could
did.
Do it, Robert Carter could do it.
And I understand from our mutual friend Clarence that you now have a Braille fence, and I think you're going to really enjoy that.
You know, I've got so many of these things around here, I'm trying to figure out, they all have advantages.
Yeah.
They do, you know. Some things do one thing a little bit better than the other, but I love it. Sure do.
Yeah, they do all have advantages and disadvantages, and I'm listening to you guys now on a brand new product from GW Micro called the Small Talk.
Yeah, and you know,
you got one of those.
And you know, Robert Carter, it's a good thing I love you because I'm so jealous that yours came before mine did. So I ordered mine at CSUN, but somehow my order got filed or something. So mine's coming Tuesday.
I was wondering if you had yours yet, Marlena.
I'm so jealous.
I expect to hear from you when you get it. So
oh, you bet your bippy.
What do you use, a wireless keyboard with that?
Yeah, well, I'm using a USB keyboard, but you can get a wireless keyboard.
Yeah.
But I've got it connected to my wireless network, and you guys are just streaming through great. So
Very cool.
That sounds great, Robert.
Very cool.
I won't keep you because I know a lot of people are wanting to call, but I just wanted to say hello. And
you're still down in Texas?
Yeah, we're still in College Station.
Yes, sir.
And still working at A&M. So,
well, God bless you, Robert Carter.
Good to talk to you, Ronnie. You guys have a good evening.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
Okay, so long.
Have a good one, Robert.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. What a neat guy he is. I just so enjoy knowing Robert Carter. He's
I know he knows a lot about audio on the computer.
Oh, yeah, he knows a lot about everything. We got another call. Let's bring him in. Hi there, you're with Marlena and Ronnie. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello. Turn your computer down and say hey to Ronnie.
Okay, hang on.
All right, we're hanging.
Okay, am I down now?
You are down and go for it.
Okay, well, I keep listening to see if I hear Ronnie rattling Snicker Papers and Dr. P in the background. Is that still your favorite snack, Ronnie?
Oh, well, it's certainly one of them.
About 30 years ago, I was with some friends in Fort Worth, Don and Terry Smith, and they were interviewing you for some sort of a country magazine, and you were drinking your Dr. Pepper and eating a Snicker. That's one of my favorite snacks too. This is
that's
the Google.
Hard to beat. You got
to
have those diet drinks and that sugar going.
That's right. Diet drinks and then the candy bar.
And who are we speaking with?
This is Linda Google from Oklahoma City.
Okay, Linda.
Yes.
Boy, Oklahoma City's checking in tonight, man.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I called to see if you're going to be in Oklahoma City anytime soon.
Well, I'm sure we will. I'm you go to
just check
the
your
schedule
website.
On my website, and I'm sure it will show.
Uh huh. Okay. All righty. Well, I
that's
sure
constantly being updated, I guess, from day to day.
Uh huh.
Yeah, it's a really good resource, RonnieMillsap.com, and then there's a link that, I don't remember exactly what it says, but it's like, you know, check Ronnie's touring schedule or something
right,
like that.
Right, exactly.
And it's completely accessible and easy to use, so everybody should check it.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
All right. Okay, well, I sure enjoy your music.
Well, thank you,
Linda.
I think
you're just really great, and I hope I get to catch you next time you're in town.
Absolutely, I do too.
Thanks, Linda.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that your website is great. I went there the other night just kind of to see where you've been and where you were going, and you're going to be busy this summer, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hi there, this is Marlena, and you're with Ronnie. Who's this?
Hey, it's Roger Shaw. How are you?
Hey, Roger.
Yeah. I'm the fellow from down in the southern part of North Carolina.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. I'm the one who called you, Marlene, sometime back.
I remember you.
We were talking about some special coffee and stuff.
Yes, I remember you, yes. Roger. I was just going to ask you if you've tried any good coffee.
Most of it has been out in some of the gourmet restaurants and so on, but not as much of it at home right now.
Ah.
But we're going to get back to that.
All right.
Because,
all right.
You know, you take a little lifestyle change once in a while.
There you go.
Try something different, you know.
There you go. Do you have a question for Ronnie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm just wondering, Ronnie, I have a lot of your stuff here, but something I'd really love to get a hold of are those early, early recordings you did when you did some R&B.
Oh, my goodness.
Me too.
Are you able to get any of that stuff out, or can anybody get a hold of some of those things?
You know, I honestly don't know. Because there was a part of my life, you know, before I got to Nashville, where I was all types of music, and you're right, a lot of that was R&B based, R&B influenced.
Well, I was remembering all the stories you told about what happened to you.
In fact, I'm going to ask him to repeat that story.
Oh, yeah, I think the folks would be glad excited to hear all that. I was.
The story, Ronnie, about why suddenly they stopped playing your music.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
That's a great story. Did you have another question, Roger?
I was curious about that material, especially because I'm a singer and bass player in a band down here and so on. Looking for material like that would be a lot of fun. We do a lot of the beach music and everything like they do on the East Coast here, you know.
You bet.
Yeah.
So it's just it's something that I was really particularly interested in, just in view of that, let alone the curiosity of it and the interest from having some old recordings of yours. That'd be a blast.
Well, maybe we'll put some good vibes Ronnie's way, and maybe he'll figure out a way to make that happen.
I think there'd be a lot of call from a lot of us blind folks around.
Yeah.
who'd love to have that sort of thing.
Yep. All right, Roger.
And we've got to keep up the Braille, right?
That's right.
Hey, you bet.
Keep up that Braille.
Yeah.
I have more Braille than I have records, I think. And I have a lot of records. But anyway, good to talk to you, Ronnie.
Hey, Roger. Nice to talk to you, buddy.
I'm not going to ask you how you're doing because judging from all the calls you're getting, you're doing great.
Yeah. All right, my dear. Thanks
bye-bye
for calling.
Now,
all right. Yeah. Have a good one. Bye-bye. Yeah. Would you tell that story again about what happened when they stopped playing your music?
Should I do it?
Yep.
Okay.
I got him on hold. Hang on, caller.
I was doing my first recording for Scepter Records in New York. Scepter Records had one of their biggest artists was Dionne Warwick at the time. Anyway, I had this first record to come out, and it was doing really great, climbing the charts, getting played on the radio. Then all of a sudden, it stopped. And a promotion man told me this 20 years after the fact, which I didn't know. And he said they sent out a PR picture of Ronnie Milsap, and they decided that Ronnie Milsap was not one of the community. He wasn't one of the brothers. You know, so they quit playing the record. So the promotion man went around and talked to him and said, "Well, you know, Ronnie's blind." And they said, "Well," "what's that got to do with anything?" He said, "Well, he thinks he's black. You know, he doesn't know any better. He really believes in his heart that he's black." So they went back on the record and took it to a top five record.
I love that story.
At the time, I was puzzled about it at the time, but it all turned out great. And but this, my friend, the promotion man, told me about this 20 years after it actually happened.
I love that story,
yeah.
And I have to tell you that over the course of this year, from the last time you were on until now, I have told, and so has Gary, told that story to so many people when your name has come up about you having been on the show, you know, and we've told that story to so many people, and everybody just hoots. It's a great story.
He thinks he's black, man. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know any
better.
Difference. He's blind.
He believes in his heart that he really is.
Let's bring our caller in. You've been very patient, caller. Thank you for waiting in. You're with Ronnie and Marlena.
Well,
who's
thank
this?
Thank you for hosting the show and for bringing us in. This is Dave McElroy, Visalia, California.
Hello, Dave.
Yep, WA6BEF. Ronnie, are you still an active ham?
Boy, I wish I was, Dave. I'm not as active as I used to be.
Oh, okay. Now, I've got a couple of real quick questions that all kind of amount to the same thing, basically. When you are in the league of entertainment that you that you're in, are you your own boss, or do you really work for the people? In other words, like, do you have to make payroll, or the business manager that you hire, or is that all done by another company? Are you working for somebody else? And in combination with that, what kind of a bus or what kind of equipment do you travel in when you go from show to show? I mean, do you have a traveling bus or a van, or what do you have? And I'll take both answers off the air. Thanks, Marlene.
Yeah,
okay. Well, usually the bus trips are on tour buses, and they're really nice, man. I mean, they're really great. They have stateroom. They have, televisions with DVD players. And,
whoa.
Everybody has one in their bunk, and, I mean, it's a great way to travel around North America, you know, so that's the good way. And as far as, you know, running your own business, yeah, I run my own business. I've got my own set of people who work with me, and we do in-house payroll and that whole thing. So
wow.
That's how it's done. I don't farm that out to anybody.
Wow. All right. Let's bring another caller in. Hi there. It's your turn. You're with Ronnie and Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, Marlena. John Jocks from Apache Junction.
Hey
Arizona.
There. How are you? Long
Good.
Time no speak.
Yeah, the e-voice days. Well, I got to say hi to Ronnie last year real quick and thank him for the card. And that's one of my big Ronnie Millsap memories, Ronnie. and I still have that card, by the way.
Which card is this?
That's the QSL card I got from you about 30 years ago.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, I used to have to send a lot of those out.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that was a funny story because I was in the hospital having my appendix out when I found out what your call sign was.
Yeah?
And so I just took a chance and sent you a card. And I thought, oh, I'll never hear from him, you know. But anyway, I had a quick question. Being a musician myself, playing mostly, you know, clubs and so on, I know you're not in the club thing, so I don't know how much, you know, how many people you know that are doing clubs or that kind of thing, but what's your opinion of karaoke and its impact on especially the smaller club entertainment type of thing?
Boy, I don't know, but I wouldn't have any idea, but it sure is fun, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you, I like a lot of singers and duos, you know.
Oh, come on. You don't sing karaoke, do you, Ronnie?
Well, I certainly have.
I can't imagine that enough.
I certainly have. You know,
we thought you were a nice guy.
It's pretty much amazing that, you know, as many years as I played clubs, and I certainly did years of that, there have been occasions when
that is so funny.
I'd show up on stage.
That is so funny. I mean, I like to sing karaoke because it gives me a chance to sing because I'm not smart enough to be a musician like you guys and accompany myself. So, you know, I got to have something. But
it's just fun every
it
now
is
and then.
Fun.
If you can get on the stage and sing Papa Was a Rolling Stone, that's fun.
Well, I used to like to get up.
How many times are you going to get to do that on your own show? You know,
that's
you're just not
right.
going to do that.
That's right.
I used to like to get up and do Unchained Melody or something. I just wondered if you had any thoughts on it as far as, you know, like I said, I work a lot of singles and duos, and over the last 10 years especially, as more popular it became, it becomes harder and harder for a single or a duo to get work.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just a lot of fun, and you know, I think for those of us who have a great dream that we never could fulfill to get up there and sing and be like those of you who can do that, it's just a lot of fun.
I promise you, there are a lot of times, you know, when I drop in a bar after the show or something, and they're doing that stuff, and I get thinking, now, how many times, this is the chance tonight I could sing a Jackie Wilson song.
There you
if I
go.
Wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I could sing something by the Temptations or something. But, you know, so, you know, it's fun for everybody.
All right, John. Hey, thanks a lot.
Well, thanks, Marlena. You have a good one.
By the way, I've got one or two of your pieces in my blind musicians folder, and I play them when I do music shows occasionally.
Oh, well, I'll have to send you some more.
Go for it. Marlena@acbradio.org.
All right.
There you go.
All right. Thanks.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Good talking to you again, Ronnie. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too.
866-666-7926. I bet it does feel good for you to get up there and just play with music like the average guy does.
Yeah,
I mean, why not?
It's some ways the departure from doing what you normally do.
And
that's got to be fun.
Yeah. We got a caller. Let's bring him in the door. Hi there. You're with Ronnie and Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, Ronnie and Marlena. This is Becky Floyd in Madison, Mississippi.
Hey, Becky.
How are you?
I'm
fine. Wanted to ask Ronnie. It seems that I remember years ago you having a guide dog. Is that right?
No.
No? You didn't have a guide dog. Okay.
No.
I thought I had heard many years ago, when both of us were very, very young.
Yeah.
That you were going to get one or something.
No. I've never done that, but you know, I would. It just seems like my life is just so different.
You're busy
I'm always
to get one, right?
Always around people and
yeah.
That's just, it is what it is.
Well, yeah. And you know what's funny about that? I had heard a rumor for years that Ronnie, that you were afraid of dogs. And so I asked Clarence. So when Clarence said that I had to go to your house and eat bologna sandwiches, I said, oh, but what about my guide dog? What about Madeline? And Clarence said, well, he looked at me like I'd lost my head. And he said, what about her? I said, well, Ronnie's afraid of dogs. I heard, well, Clarence just hooted. He said, well, I don't think so.
I love dogs.
Oh, I've got one now he would just love.
One of the wildest things that started to happen, and I don't know when it started, but about a couple of years ago. Now, I've been asked to do a lot of requests, you know, when you come to your shows, and usually you meet with a lot of people before the show and take pictures and that kind of thing, and you know, sign autographs for people, yeah, and that kind of thing. But most unusual request I get, that, hey, Ronnie, would you kiss my dog? Now, I've been asked to do a lot of things, but I've never been asked to do that.
Oh, well, that's funny.
One time.
Well, I've got to check your website to see if you are coming to Mississippi anytime soon. I know you were here not too terribly long ago, within a year or so, I think. But I haven't checked to see if you're coming anytime soon. And I'll have to, because I'll have to bring the wonderful Red Reba to see you.
Oh, well, good.
He's a cool
you
dog.
Do that.
That my my second guide dog was named Reba, so there,
really?
We have that in common.
Yeah, we do.
Hey, Becky,
this is a red Doberman.
Oh,
and I've met her. She is the neatest dog I have ever had, and I've had worked Doberman since 1968. So that tells you a little bit about how old I am.
Yeah, well, I've been doing it since 64, honey. I got you beat.
Yeah, I got my first dog in 64, too. But he was a smooth collie.
Well, thanks so much for
thank
calling.
You, and we'll...
Hey, and am I going to see you in Jacksonville?
You will indeed.
All right, well, look me up.
All right, thanks,
all right,
Paulina.
Take care, Becky.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
My little girl, her birthday's tomorrow. She'll be 10 years old, my dog.
Oh.
Yeah, little Madeline, little guide dog Madeline, M&M for short. Hi there, you're with Ronnie and Marlena. Who's this?
It's Ruth Rossler.
I'm sorry, who is it?
It's Ruth from Ohio.
From Liz, hi there, how are you?
No, Ruth, it's Ruth.
Ruth, sorry about that, the connection isn't so good. Well, how are you, Ruth?
I'm doing good. I met Ronnie in Charleston, West Virginia about 3 years ago. I went backstage and got to say hi to him, and it was a real privilege.
Well, great.
And my girlfriend and I, Sue, we call you have a voicemail in Nashville, and usually on your birthday, we always call and say happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And it's a pleasure to speak with you this evening.
Absolutely. You in Ohio?
I'm in Ohio. I'm in Lima, Ohio right now.
Yeah.
I hope to go to the Ham Fest in Dayton in a couple of weeks.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, my goodness.
Very cool. What's your call?
KDHAFZ.
Well, I'm KF... No, sorry, that was my first call. I'm K7, K7NLH.
All right.
I used to be KF4MPS, but when I moved to Seattle, I changed it.
Well, it's good to say hi to you again tonight, Ronnie, and I love everything you sing.
Well, thank you, Ruth. Thank you so much for calling in this evening.
You're welcome.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
866-666-7926. You good to keep on going a little bit longer?
You betcha.
All righty. We got another caller. Come on in and say hi to Ronnie. This is Marlena. Go ahead.
Hi, Ronnie. This is Pam Quinn in Monticello, Iowa.
Hey,
hi, Marlena.
The M-Power winner. Yeah.
That's right.
Are you listening to us on your M-Power?
I'm listening to you on my M-Power.
Oh,
yes,
you're such
a sweetheart.
All right.
And, Ronnie, I'm a longtime fan. I love your music. And one of my favorite songs that you've ever done is your version of Branded Man. Yeah, and, you know, I can't find
that
anywhere.
Way back.
Is that on one of your older albums and will be on a CD eventually?
I would think it would be on a CD. It was on the first album I did in Nashville.
Really?
Yeah, back to 1973.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On an album called Where My Heart Is, which was my first album for RCA.
Huh.
But, yeah, I would think that's going to be showing up on CD.
Oh, cool, because, yeah, I've been looking all over for it. I'd heard it on a tape that somebody had years ago and have tried to find it ever since and haven't been able to find it. So, yeah, I'll be looking out for that. And also, I was going to ask you, my parents were telling me about a concert of yours that you attended once where you were sitting at your piano on the stage, and apparently the stage, it was like a revolving stage or something that would revolve. Like,
oh, yeah, I played several of those.
Really? How does that work?
Oh, they move revolving stages. Sometimes they turn in the same direction continuously.
Uh-huh.
Other times they turn so many rotations and then they reverse.
Oh, my gosh.
Which it's good to know when that's going to happen.
but doesn't that mess you up as a blind person though? Like your orientation to where the audience is or which way you should face.
Thank goodness that's always done in the round.
Oh, okay.
So you don't really have to worry so much about it because the audience is always around you.
Yeah, sure, it would have to be.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, they thought that was really cool. Really,
but those
cool
that turn, you know, three or four rotations and then reverse. you kind of got to get ready for the reverse because it is a little bit of a jolt when that happens.
Yeah,
that's wild. There's a restaurant in Seattle at the top of the Space Needle, and it's one of those revolving restaurants. And the cool thing to do there is write a note and put it on the windowsill, and the note revolves around, and everybody signs your note. And by the time it comes back to you, you see all these people who've signed your note.
I love that.
Well, you come to Seattle, we'll take you there.
That's cool.
There you go.
Real cool.
All right, Pam. Well, thanks so much for calling.
Well, it was really nice talking to both of you. And, Ronnie, I'm glad I got to talk to you this time. I listened
to
the show the last
time.
Hey, Pam, great
to talk with you this evening.
Glad I got in this time. So.
Well, it's always a treat for me to talk to you, and I'm glad you're enjoying your Empower.
Oh, that I am.
All right.
I still enjoy that small talk, too.
Oh, man, when I get it, it's, you know what? It looks like a PDA on steroids, and I just can't wait to get it.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, it's a cool thing. All right, well, you take care.
Yeah, nice talking to you guys.
All right.
Have a good one, Pam.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Boy, we can't keep up with all this technology, you know? Wow. So much stuff out there.
Every year.
Oh, but, you know, but that's a good thing, don't you think? I mean, that blind people finally have choices.
Hello, Marlena.
Yeah, let's bring this call in, who is Dr. Bishop, is getting very eager to be on the air. Hello, Dr. Bishop.
No, I had to pick up another phone, and so I thought you actually said something before I got to the phone.
Ah, well, now, Ronnie, if you want to talk to somebody who knows podcasting inside out, upside down, and sideways, meet my friend Jeff Bishop.
Absolutely.
Hi, Ronnie, how are you?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, I have a question. Obviously, you know, you've been touring for many, 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 many years, and you were actually quite an influence to me as I was growing up. My parents were big country fans, and you were very much an influence to me. But can
you
tell us your funniest on-stage experience during one of your shows?
The funniest on-stage experience?
Yeah, like, did something ever happen to you, you know, you know, on stage that was not predictable or anything like that that might have happened to you when you were on stage?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm sure there are plenty of those. I'm sure there are plenty of those. On stage experiences that were not planned. You know, you always try to plan this show.
Like, you never, like, walked off the stage or anything like that, right?
I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
What did you do?
It was in California. I went out for sound check, and I didn't realize the stage was actually on. It was set to rise. It was basically on like an elevator, I guess, Marlena. So by the time I got out for the show, I'd already checked everything out, and I knew there was no chance of my falling because the front row of seats was right there in front of me. But nobody told me the thing was going to rise before the show. So I just went charging out there, you know, and wound up landing in a lady's lap, right in the middle of some song.
That's great.
Oh, that's very funny. I bet that she's held her lap sacred ever since.
Well, that's amazing, though, you know, because usually we know all those things before we go out there, but that's one thing I didn't know about.
Wow. Yeah,
that's great. Thanks, Ron.
Right off the stage I went.
Hey, Jeff, real quick before you go, can we get the scoop on what's coming up on Main Menu, or am I asking you too early?
We're going to be doing an AFB presentation this week, all on technology. So
Very cool. And I'm going to get the other presentation edited, I hope, this week that I owe you. So.
Oh, no problem.
So
we have plenty of material.
You do all the Desert Skies podcast.
I did that. Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Good stuff, man.
Yep.
Thanks,
really,
man.
Good.
And he also produces Main Menu.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
My goodness.
He's a busy man.
So. Yes, he is.
All right. Well, have a great evening, Ronnie. And
God bless
thanks
you, Jeff.
For being here for us.
Okay, buddy.
All right, Dr. Bye-bye. Bishop. Take care. Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. We're in our second hour with Ronnie Millsap, and if you're listening to this program at any time other than 10 to 11 Eastern, 7 to 8 Pacific in North America on a Sunday night, or 2 to 3 on a very early UTC Monday morning, it's a repeat. So just relax and enjoy. And we got another caller. Hey there, you're with Ronnie and Marlena. Who's this?
That's Les Fitzpatrick in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Hey there, Les. How are you?
I'm great.
Welcome on in and say hi to Ronnie.
Hello, Ronnie.
Hey, Les.
I wanted to tell you, you were here in Tulsa back, I believe it was in January, doing a benefit, and I tuned your piano for you.
Oh, well, thank you, man.
And you're
thank
very
you
welcome.
So much.
You've got a great crew that I met a lot of your band and your background singers, and I think the guy name that talked to me a lot was, I believe his name was Marty.
Yeah. And, he's my keyboard technician.
Yeah.
And,
he's great.
Yes,
I really
sir.
Enjoyed working with him.
That's great.
And that's basically all I wanted to say. I wanted to just get in and say hi to you and let you know I tuned your piano, and that was pretty cool.
Well, thanks a lot, my friend.
That's great, Les.
You're quite welcome.
Thanks so much. Hey, call me again sometime.
We'll do it.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Ronnie.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. So when you do all this traveling, how do you, and I ask you this from the perspective of one who at one time was spending about 42 weeks a year on the road. How
God
do you,
bless you.
I know. How do you keep from burning out? What do you do? How do you keep fresh?
Well, I think you got to have enough stuff along with you, you know, and be around the people that you want to be around. And if you can't, then call them up on the phone. And go home as often as you can, even if it's just for 2 or 3 days. In order to keep it kind of mixed up, because if you stay out on the road all the time, it becomes like I said, the music is always fun, but the travel is hard, and the travel becomes too much of a grind. So do anything you can do to keep that from happening.
And you, and caller, we'll get to you in just a second, so just hang on there. You'll be next. But you told us the last time you were on that when your son was growing up, that you would actually make the time, and I just remembered this and was so impressed by this, that you would actually make the time whenever you could while on the road to be on the phone and help him with his homework and kind of be there in that sense for him. Isn't that right?
I had to do that. Oh, absolutely had to do that. He was doing his homework, and Joycey was here, and if I couldn't be here, then I would call in at a certain time at night and help out with the homework and get involved and be see what was going on, see what was happening with his classes, with his teachers, and
and I think that.
And always, you know, when I was back home, I was always over there at school, you know, for the meetings with the teachers. And doing what a parent should do.
And I think that that is a quality about you, Ronnie, that just draws people, particularly. And I'm going to say particularly blind people, because that's who most of my listeners are. But we feel, and I think I can speak for all of the listeners, we feel like you, unlike perhaps some other performers from our community, you haven't forgotten that you're one of us, and that we're all in this thing together. And that,
yes, we are, and I am very proud to be one small part of this community, and I continually learn from this community every day, and try to make some kind of contribution to this community in any way that I can, and by being on here tonight answering any questions. And as small a question as it may seem to you, I'm happy to give you my experience. And it's a long road of experience.
That's just what makes you so neat, among the many things. Let's bring our caller in. We've had a caller patiently waiting. Hi there, you're with Ronnie and Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, Marlena. This is Ned. I'm in Georgia, in the Atlanta area. And Ronnie, are you from Georgia, or is it that your family lives in Coffee County?
Well, let's see. I married a lady that's from Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and while I was going to Young Harris College up in North Georgia, I was hanging out in Atlanta a lot and met her, and we're still married today.
Well, wonderful. I was born and reared in Thomasville, Georgia, South Georgia, and the reason I knew about Coffee County, you were down there with a friend of mine, Lauren Nobles, who was...
Oh, yeah!
You know Lauren?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and he told me about you and told me that you were a ham. I am WB4FHK, which I love to say means will be for Father's Heavenly Kingdom.
Oh,
but
okay.
I'm not active either. It seems that as we get older, the time puts a squeeze on us, and we just
what
don't get around
to... What happened with all that?
I know.
Yeah, I know.
That's really something. I just want to say, God bless you, Ronnie. I appreciate what you had to say about your son and your involvement with him. I have a 15-year-old son. I have a 46-year-old son. And my 15-year-old son is my firstborn, and he was born when I was 50 years old, a child that I may have never had, thought I would never have, and have just really been blessed to have him, and he is the joy of my life. But
absolutely.
I was totally involved in his life and still am, and I've been the one throughout his schooling to be there, go, you know, for the conferences, keep in touch with his teachers. Boy, email really helps that. That's great.
Yeah,
but Ronnie, I just wanted to tell you, I love your singing, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate the fact that, like you and Marlena were talking, you know, you still know who you are, and that means a lot, and you haven't forgotten where you came from, and I suppose you know where you're going. But
we all hope that we do.
Yeah. Well, I've made plans and made my reservations, but I wanted to tell you that I often jokingly tell people that I missed my calling. I should have been Ronnie Millsap.
And then you'd be on my show.
Yeah,
but wait, you are on my show.
But
there you go.
What was my name anyway? Ronnie. But I play piano. I sing. That's nothing to crow about. But I have played in church for years, and I always have loved gospel music. But I like it all, actually. I like rock and roll. I like gospel. I like classical. I just like music.
Yeah, I hear you.
And. Well, be careful and check that stage out.
Yeah.
And always ask if it rises or not. That's
a critical thing.
Need all the clues we can get.
That's right.
Right. Well, keep up the good work, Ronnie.
Thank you, Ned.
Thanks so much for calling, Ned. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
866-666-7926. We're going to bring this caller on in. Hi there, you're with Ronnie and Marlena. Who's this?
This is Jeff from Bloomington, Indiana.
Hey, Jeff, go ahead. Ronnie's listening.
Mr. Millsap, nice talking to you, sir.
Hey, Jeff, pleasure to talk with you.
I'll tell you what, I've listened to your music a lot over the years, and I can't think of one particular song that I really don't like. I like them all. And I've never had the pleasure of meeting you. I know you've done several shows over in Nashville, Indiana, which is about 20 minutes from where I live. But
it seems like we play there every year.
Well, I hope you'll be back there this summer at some point, and I'd like to try to make it over there. You and Charlie Pride are probably the two biggest acts that I've never... Well, I've not gotten to a lot of concerts, but you two are two of the biggest ones that I've never got to that I'd like to get to. So,
well, I hope you will. I hope you will.
You had a song came out some years back, and I haven't been able to find it on any of the albums that I've ran across. It was called "Prisoner of the Highway."
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I was wondering if you could tell me what album that came off of, or is it? Because I noticed it's not on any of the. I've got it one of your 40 Greatest Hits CD that was on a promotion, a TV promotional thing some years back that they did on one of the TV promotions.
Yeah.
I thought that song would be on there, but it wasn't. And I'm like, oh man, I'm disappointed, you know? Every other, all
the
better ones are on there except that
one. CDs that, I know the original CD that it was from. I'm just wondering if it's on any other compilations. But it was originally from an album in 1984 called One More Try for Love.
One More Try for Love.
Yeah. That's what it's from.
Okay.
Well, check it out. Check out on Amazon.com because, you know, there may be a
used
copy. They have everything.
Yeah,
man.
I know. They got it. They got everything.
Yeah, they do.
Well, like I said, I've never had the pleasure of seeing you in concert, but hopefully one of these days I will. Actually, a friend of mine, someone I know up in Indianapolis, which is about 50 miles north of here, apparently saw you in concert, and she's also blind. She's a rehabilitation teacher at a facility up there. Apparently she did some brailing at some point, did a little bit of brailing on the back of a picture or something at one point for you. And, when I was there a couple of years ago taking training, she was telling me about that. And I was like, oh wow, well you got that close enough that you were able to do brailing for him. You know, that's cool. And, apparently, I don't know, it must have been a picture you were giving to someone else and the picture wasn't brailled or something. She wrote on the back of it, apparently in braille for you or something. I don't know.
Very cool.
Specifically what that was. But I know you have other callers, and I don't want to take up a lot of time, but I did want to take the opportunity. I wasn't even sure I could get in. Marlena, this is the first time I've ever had the opportunity to call in your show.
Well, I hope it won't be the last.
Well, let's hope not. You know, a lot of times these talk shows are hard to get into. You have so many callers.
I'm here every Sunday night, and before the show I always think, oh, my gosh, what if no one calls? What'll I do?
I don't think you have anything to worry about on that one. You seem pretty popular.
Well, thanks so much, and I'm going to look forward to talking to you again.
And that album was One More Try for Love?
For Love, yeah.
One More Try for Love. I'll
be
looking for it.
All right.
Okay,
thank
Jeff.
You.
Take care,
nice
Jeff.
Pleasure to talk with you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We can probably grab just a couple more calls at 866-666-7926, all those S-sounding words, and here's one of those calls we can grab. Hi there, you're with Ronnie and Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, Marlena. Hap Holly in Chicago.
Oh, my buddy Hap Holly, how are you?
Hey, Hap.
Oh, hi, Ronnie. Gosh, it's nice to talk to you and meet you.
It's a pleasure to talk with you, sir.
Ronnie, first of all, ironically, you mentioned the One More Try for Love album, which is ironically the only CD I have of yours. But what I really enjoyed so much about that was the ability that you had and have to take what would be a purely country song and, I was going to say homogenize it. That's not the right term. And homogenizing is definitely a negative term, especially when it comes to radio, which is so homogenized. But you were able to cross it over to pop and so forth. And one song particularly, Home Fire is Burning.
I love that. Oh, yeah.
It sounded, you know, what I noticed about that and a few other songs I've heard of yours over the years is how much fun you obviously had in the sessions.
Oh, you know it. You're surrounded by people you love to be with, and you're in the celebration of making music, which is what I'm, I feel like that's my purpose being here, is to make the music. But you're right, you get a good song and you get good people around you, and, you know, she keeps the home fires burning, you bet. That was a big day.
It's a lot of fun
making that.
It's a great, coming together of people who are all working together with a singular purpose.
Yeah. All teamwork.
It really does show. Another question for you. You may or may not know I produce, and in fact, Marlene has had me on her show a week or two, a ham radio program service called the Rain Report.
Absolutely.
At www.rainreport.com. Ding, 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 ding. And,
get it in and, there, Hap. Get it in there.
That'll be down at Dayton Hamvention, by the way, booth 464, if anybody wanders by. But, Ronnie, I would love to do an interview with you on your ham roots. I don't want to get into politics or the music biz, but strictly on ham radio, and wonder whether or not we could, or if you'd be willing to do that sometime for me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, can I get your number then off the air later from Marlene, or how would you like to handle that?
That'll be just fine with me.
Okay. Well, I won't tie you up any longer, but it's just fun as all heck to talk to you. And Marlene, you got quite a catch for your show tonight.
Ah, thanks, Hap. Don't I know it? It's a joy for me.
You take care, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care.
Thank you, Hap.
Bye-bye, my friend.
Have a good one,
buddy. Bye-bye. He is a fascinating person. He actually had at least a movie, if not a book and a movie, done about part of his life. Very fascinating guy. But we got another call.
Yes.
Hi there, you're with Ronnie and Marlena. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello, go ahead.
Yes, am I on the radio now?
You are,
yes.
And you're talking
yes.
to Ronnie.
Oh, my. I think I'm just about going to faint.
Oh, no, don't do that, because we can't pick you up.
My name is Carol Bartoletti. I'm calling from Ontario, Canada.
Yeah?
And I have a question for you, Ronnie, about your song Happy, Happy Birthday.
Yeah.
Did you revise those last words there, right after the bridge? You know, when you get to, I'm not acting like a lady, so you should think about I'm acting kind of crazy.
You caught me on that one. I sure did. Because it was originally done by a female group called the Tune Weavers. So I couldn't use the same line that they used. I could make up a new line. So that's what I did.
Oh, I thought maybe you took it upon yourself to say, "Hey, well, I can't say I'm not acting like a lady." So
that's right. I wasn't going to sing that.
Anyway, I'll be looking forward for when up here when your album comes out, because I sure love that song that Marlena played on the program.
Yeah, that's called
Absolutely.
Local Girls. Local
yeah.
Girls. So make sure.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous, but.
Oh, you're doing fine. You know, it's just you, me, and Ronnie.
Before,
you know,
so.
It's just
like,
you,
I've
me,
never
and
talked
Ronnie.
To anyone on the air, so.
It's just us going all over the world.
That's
together.
Right. That's right. We're just on this magical flying carpet. It's only the three of us. Hey, you know.
Well, that sounds good.
All right. Well, hey, listen. You call me again, okay?
Yes, and it's nice to talk to you, Ronnie. I've never, you know, had a chance before, so I hope you come up to Toronto sometime or up to Canada.
I love Toronto. I sure do, and I will.
I'll look on your website to see if there's anything that I can get to that's close to us.
Yeah, RonnieMillsap.com.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you very much.
All right, take
Thank
care.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
one of the nicest restaurants that I've eaten at is in Toronto. And, oh, man, and they do this weird thing, Ronnie, that the whole front of this restaurant opens out. So you're actually, you're in the restaurant, but you feel like you're sitting on the sidewalk. It's very cool.
Well, I love that.
And they have Cajun food. Oh, yum. Anyway, we have a caller. Hey there, you're with Ronnie and Marlena. Who's this? Go ahead, it's your turn.
My name is Patty, and I'm from Louisville, Kentucky.
Hey, Patty.
Hey, Patty.
How you doing?
All right.
Good. Ronnie, I got to meet you in 1978 or 79 when you were in Daytona Beach, Florida. My sister and a couple of other friends of mine and I stayed after the show, and you signed autographs, and then somebody brought you back out to say hello to us, and that was really nice.
Well, good.
I wanted to tell you also that I have the recording that you did a duet with Barry Manilow. And
I sure did.
Excuse me?
I sure did.
Put a quarter in the jukebox.
Put another quarter in the jukebox, yeah.
I love that.
And I just wanted to say that you two sounded great together. I was real impressed.
Thank you.
Is that on any CD? Is that available?
It's on one of Barry's, but I don't know if it's on any of Ronnie's or not. Is it Ronnie's?
It was on one of Barry's.
Yeah. Okay.
Huh. I got to go looking for that now.
It's on Greatest Hits Volume 2, Marlena.
Oh, there you go. Ask and ye shall get.
Yeah, but it was great. Absolutely great. I thought you all did such a great job with that. Your voices blended so well and everything sounded great together.
Great.
Well, thank you, Patty.
Well,
anyway,
thanks, Patty.
That's all I wanted.
All right.
And you all take care.
All right, you too.
Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
I think we might have time for one more call if that one more call comes in pretty quickly at 866-666-7926. So after the album is released, then your life picks up, doesn't it? You go on all these tours and...
Right.
So is that to promote the album?
It's to do that, and it's to also, you know, to honor the, the dates that we said we would, you know, because people are calling, they're wanting to know. You know, that's still the only reason I use this Braille Light 40 over here.
Yeah.
Because when somebody calls in, they said, okay, we want you to do this on October the 13th of 2007. I'm immediately wanting to know, what day is that fall on?
Yeah. All right, let's grab this caller real quick. Hi there, you're with Ronnie and Marlena. Who's this?
Well, hello, Marlena.
Oh, it's my friend Charles. How are you?
Oh, we're doing fine. And hello, Ronnie.
Hey!
Yeah, my wife and I, we saw you in Turlock a few years ago.
He's going to be there again.
Yeah, and it was at the county fair with you were with Kathy Mattea.
Yeah.
In fact, when we met you backstage, you autographed your tape in Braille with my slate.
Yeah.
And then when we were checking out the bus, you almost stepped on my wife's foot.
Well, I'm glad I did.
Oh, well, a couple of
real quick, Charles, because we're running out of time.
Okay. By the way, I'm a ham operator, N6EYD.
Yes, sir.
And I thought maybe you could explain your home studio real quick. You know what you got?
All right. Because
you did was talk about Pro Tools.
Okay.
I'm kind of wanting to know what you...
And you know what? I'm going to hang up and let Ronnie go ahead and answer that question, okay?
Real fine. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Give my love to Venus. So what's your home studio like?
Oh, it's not... You know, I don't really have a whole lot of stuff set up here at the house. Do we need to do a whole lot of multi-track recording at home? I don't. If I really get that serious about it, I guess I'll just go downtown to a real studio.
Yeah.
But I do. I've got stuff set up here.
Yeah.
And a great listening room and
that's nice.
And a ham shack and all that.
Well, that's great. I know from our talks that we have had off air how much you love audio, so
I do.
Yeah. What good self-respect.
And I must say Pro Tools was not too successful for me.
Yeah.
Not to say that it can't be done. There are blind users
who do very well with Pro
yeah.
Tools.
Yeah. You know, I want to.
I didn't have the time for the learning curve, I guess.
I want to ask you one quick thing here, because
uh-huh.
I see a theme running through all of these calls that we've taken tonight, and I want to thank everyone for calling. And for those of you who couldn't get through, I know Ronnie will be back with us again. We've kind of got a secret date that we've made for a few, but we're not going to tell anybody about it.
That's right.
It's going to be our secret. But the common thread, Ronnie, is I met you here, I met you there. When you are informed that there is someone who is blind in the audience, it feels like you really do make an effort to say hello and really reach out to people on a personal level.
I always will. I always do, and I always will at the shows. So when, you know, get in touch with any of my folks, either somebody in the band or my road manager or anybody, they're all, you know, we're all accessible, and, you know, they will let me know, and I'll come out, and we'll get together.
So a cool thing to do is write your Braille note and bring it along with you.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Somebody
yeah.
talk about a slate and pointer. Boy, that's a...
Yeah. Hey.
Those are hard times.
I don't go anywhere for any distance without my slate, because you know if the battery dies.
I've still got it in my briefcase.
I love it.
Gotta have it.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Marlena.
And I'll be looking to hear from you about the album, and we'll get the information out, and we'll keep our secret date.
Exactly. We will. I know exactly what you're talking about, and we will.
All right.
Thank you so much for having me on. You're a real inspiration to all of us. You make us all look so good.
Oh, bless your heart. And give my love to Joycey as well, and I want to get her on here sometime, too.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Gary. Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, and we'll be visiting you for bologna sandwiches.
Okay.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Take care, Marlena. Bye-bye. What a difference you've made in my life. What a difference you've made in my life. You're my sunshine day. Oh, what a difference you've made in my life.
The voice of Ronnie Millsap, who has made such a difference in so many of our lives. Thanks, Ronnie. I'm Marlena, and I'll be back again next week with Doc Ed Bradley. We're going to talk about beat baseball. And what's coming up on the ACB National Convention Program? Let's go out this week with our friend, Ronnie Millsap. See you next week.